Immigrants who've arrived in the UK since 2000 have contributed more to the economy than they've taken from it. New research from University College London suggests these migrants are less likely to claim benefits than people born in the UK. One of the report authors is Professor Christian Dustmann. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
How did you work this out?
Well, we used various data sources, the Labour Force Survey, various government sources on tax receipts and government expenditures. And we assigned to all individuals, natives and immigrants, their share in government expenditures and their share in government revenues, and calculated the net fiscal impact different population groups have made on the UK finances. In particular, we distinguish between immigrants and natives, and among immigrants, between immigrants who are from EEA countries and immigrants who are from non-EEA countries.
And was there a difference between those two groups?
Well, those who arrived after 1999, both groups contributed significantly to the fiscal balance. Immigrants from EEA countries contributed more than immigrants from non-EEA countries. The numbers we computed, we calculated, are that EEA immigrants contributed 34% more in terms of taxes than they received in terms of government transfers.
But you say this is for those who arrived after 1999. So does this very much depend on the length of time that the immigrant has been in the country? And presumably if they stay longer, if they have a family, if they become older, they may yet ask more burden on public services.
Absolutely. So this is, of course, a very important concern. However, we also note in the report that immigrants from EEA and non-EEA countries who arrived after 1999 are still very young, which is one reason why they haven't received some benefit transfers which they would perhaps receive when they are a little bit older.
What about...
But at the same time, let me just make this point. But
sure,
at the same time, they also have not reached the peak of their economic careers. And as we point out in the report, immigrants who arrived after 1999 are far better educated than UK native-born individuals, and they are likely to be economically successful and even more successful the longer they stay, given their age at the moment. That will mean that they will also transfer more in terms of taxes than they do at the moment, which will counterbalance their age structure.
Okay, many thanks. Very interesting, Professor Christian Dustmann, on that report from the University College London. It's 6:18.
Across the UK,
this is BBC Radio 5 Live. 5 Live Breakfast